From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, has highlighted the role of Indonesian Parliament in handling COVID-19 and pushed for fair distribution of vaccine to all countries at the 143rd Inter-Parliamentary Union, or IPU, General Assembly. She remarked while chairing the general debate of the Assembly in Madrid, Spain, as quoted from a statement received by Antara on Sunday. She also said that the number of malnourished people is predicted to increase to be more than 800 million people by 2022, while the current COVID-19 vaccine has yet to be evenly dispersed. Hence, all communities must work together to achieve vaccine equality for everyone and everywhere. The House Speaker has also reminded that the world is currently facing a potential global warming crisis, thus all countries need to strengthen their commitment to mitigation of climate disasters. The Indonesian government has decided to refuse entry to international travelers from 10 African countries and Hong Kong as precautionary measures against the importations of a new COVID-19 variant named Omicron, or B.1.1.529. The 10 African countries are South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Mozambique, Eswatini, Malawi, Angola, and Zambia. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said in an online press conference Jakarta received by Antara on Sunday, the number of countries may decrease or increase depending on the result of the government's periodic evaluation. The Omicron variant has been detected in Germany, Belgium, Britain, Israel, Australia, and Hong Kong. The Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency, BRGM, has held a two-day exhibition that showcased the potential of peatland products in South Sumatra to improve people's economy. BRGM Deputy for Education and Socialization, Participations and Partnership, Mirna Asafitri, said peatland restoration as well as other environmental development would not run sustainably without considering the economic aspects. Therefore, BRGM has used the strategy of 3R, rewilding, revegetation, and revitalization. Peatland restoration would not dispossess as local people. On the other hand, it supports the government to improve people's welfare. Let's move on to the international news. Botswana Minister of Health Edwin Dikoliti said on Sunday that his country has detected 15 more cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant, adding to the 4 confirmed cases it declared on Friday. The minister applauded its scientists for detecting the new variant in the country early, but stressed it did not emerge in Botswana, as the 4 cases were found in people who traveled to the country on a diplomatic mission. Botswana was early among what are now 11 countries so far reporting cases of the variant, which was identified last week by South Africa's National Institute of Communicable Disease and later designated of concern by the World Health Organization. Britain's Minister of Health, Sajid Javid, said on Sunday that he expected to receive advice imminently on whether the government can broaden a booster shot program to try to weaken the impact of the newly identified Omicron coronavirus variant. A day after Britain said it had detected 2 cases of the variant, its health agency recorded a 3rd in a person who was linked to travel to Southern Africa but had since left the country after spending time in the capital, London. The government announced new measures on Saturday to try to slow the spread of the variant, toughening rules for people arriving into Britain and ordering the use of masks in retail settings and on transport in England. Some school children will also be required to wear face covering in communal areas. Australia will review its plans to reopen borders to skilled migrants and students from December 1st, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Monday, after the country reported its first cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant over the weekend. Two people who arrived in Australia from Southern Africa tested positive on Sunday for the newly identified Omicron variant as official ordered 14-day quarantines for citizens returning from 9 African countries and banned entry from those nations for non-citizens. Morrison urged people to remain calm, saying data has not yet fully proven the severity, transmissibility and vaccine resistance of the Omicron strain. Singapore and Malaysia reopened one of the world's busiest land borders on Monday, allowing vaccinated travelers to make the crossing after nearly 2 years of closures due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the new arrangement, up to 1,440 travelers from each side can travel if they hold citizenship, permanent residencies or long-term visas in the destination country without undergoing quarantine, according to the guidelines published by the Singapore government. Travelers must test negative for COVID-19 before departure. And Malaysia also requires travelers to pass on arrival COVID-19 tests. Singapore on Sunday followed suit by requiring an on-arrival test due to the concern over the new COVID-19 variant Omicron. A vaccinated air travel lane between the two countries also started on Monday. Listener, that was the news. The Indonesian government has issued a quick response in the face of the new variant of COVID-19, Omicron, which is now spreading in various parts of the world. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said at an online press conference in Jakarta on Sunday that the variant contains 50 mutations that affect the speed of transmission and its ability to evade antibodies. With so many mutations, World Health Organization, WHO, has upgraded the status of the variant to a variant of concern. Citing the Antara News Agency to date, 13 countries have announced the presence of the Omicron variant, which was initially detected in South Africa and Botswana. Omicron is also found in Germany, Belgium, England, Israel, Australia, and Hong Kong. The Indonesian government immediately implemented the policy that took effect as soon as it was announced, namely, firstly, by prohibiting entry of foreigners who have a history of traveling for 14 days to countries such as South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Mozambique, Eswatini, Malawi, Angola, Zambia, and Hong Kong. Second, Indonesian citizens who return to Indonesia and have a travel history from the countries in the first point will be quarantined for 14 days. Third, the government will increase the quarantine time for foreigners and Indonesian citizens traveling from abroad outside the 11 countries listed to 7 days from the previous 3 days. Finally, this quarantine policy is enforced starting Monday morning. The government of Indonesia's quick response needs to be appreciated. Given the distribution of this Omicron variant, one cannot rule out the possibility that it has already spread to more countries. Minister Luhut Panjaitan reminded that although Indonesia has handled the COVID-19 case to maximum and the spread of cases has begun to be controlled, the public should not be careless. Control efforts must continue to be encouraged by continuing to implement and improve health protocols and accelerate vaccination. Most importantly, people do not need to panic in response to this new variant, but remain vigilant. The government needs to increase cooperation with the international community in observing the development of the Omicron variant. Meanwhile, strict supervision of health protocols such as washing hands, wearing masks, maintaining distance, staying away from crowds, and reducing mobility must continue.
Today's story starts with the event on November 29, 1947. UN General Assembly approved the plan for the division of Palestine to end conflict in Palestine. On November 29, 1947, the United Nations agreed to terminate the British mandate for Palestine from ending the conflict in the territory. The plan was later called the Plan for the Division of Palestine or Resolution 181. The plan was approved by the UN General Assembly with 33 in favor, 13 against, and 10 neutral. The plan divided Palestine into Jewish and Arab territories with large areas of Jerusalem, including Bethlehem, under international control. The Jews acquired the coastal area around Tel Aviv, the area around the Sea of Galilee, and the area in the Negev Desert. Meanwhile, the Arabs got the rest of Palestine, including a small Jaffa enclave south of Tel Aviv. The Jews got about 55% of the total land area, while the Arabs got 45%. Next event was in 1963, the plane crash of TransCanada DC-8. The plane that had just taken off from Montreal to Toronto crashed on November 29, 1963 and killed 118 people, including 7 crew. The incident occurred at 6:32 a.m. local time, about 20 miles from Montreal International Airport. The ruins of the plane's wreckage were reported to have been scattered up to an area of 1 kilometer from the toll road. The plane was thought to be still burning 2 hours after it crashed. Today in history, with the event in 1971, Indonesia Civil Service Corps Day. The Republic of Indonesia Civil Service Corps, or KOPRI, is an organization in Indonesia whose members consist of civil servants, employees of state-owned enterprises, regional-owned enterprises, and subsidiaries and village government officials. KOPRI, which was established on November 29, 1971, based on Presidential Decree No. 82, 1971, is a forum to gather all employees of the Republic of Indonesia. The date of the founding of KOPRI is commemorated as KOPRI Day. And listener, that's today in history.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Dengarlah rasa kemanapun kau mencari.
listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo Thursday released almost 14,000 tons agricultural export worth around 570 billion rupiah to 26 destination countries, among others to the United States, United Kingdom, Japan, South Korea, and China. On the occasion at the Jakarta International Container Terminal office in Tanjung Priok, Jakarta, Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo said this export is a concrete step in carrying out President Joko Widodo's instruction. He explained there are 24 types of commodities exported, including round coconut, areca nut, dried larva, pet feed, pepper, coconut water, and premix. The minister hopes that in the future, there will be more Indonesian commodities that can be exported to all over the world. This is considering Indonesia has potential, which is quite good, in the agricultural commodity sector. Minister of Agriculture Yasin Limpo directly handed over the health certificate and phytosanitary certificate to the representative of the exporting companies. It is known, during January to October 2021, the value of Indonesian agricultural export enjoyed an increase of 47.30% compared to the same period in 2021. On the same occasion, Minister Yasin Limpo also conveyed the role of agricultural quarantine, which is considered very important for a large country with many islands like Indonesia. According to him, agricultural quarantine is not just a precaution, but it conducts inspection through laboratories, examines samples, and makes innovation towards agricultural commodities. He emphasized, the task of agricultural quarantine is very important and needed so that no disease enters Indonesia.
Bugs keep bugging, trips keep tripping, grass keep falling, but don't ever let it fool you. The sun keeps shining, the rain keeps falling, the world keeps spinning around and round. So now, no more escape for the escapist grown so strong. I can't deny for the light they show me. Keep talking when the world keeps doubting you. Just remember you're beautiful. Don't ever let it fool you. Listen to your heart and your soul. And now who's in control? Don't ever lose yourself.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Tolire Lake is located under the Gamalama volcano in Ternate, North Maluku. If we visit the lake, we have to fly to Ternate City, North Maluku. From Ternate City, the distance is approximately 10 kilometers to the south of the city. After a long journey for 20 minutes passing by the beach and hill, then you will arrive at Tolire Lake. Based on the saga of the Ternate people and a belief of local residents, Tolire Lake was formed due to the wrath of the god because of the forbidden love between a father and his child. Behind the folklore, Tolire Lake provides a unique tour in addition to the natural beauty and living creatures around it. This lake consists of two lakes, Big Toliro Lake and Small Toliro Lake. It is only 200 meters away with a beautiful scenery on the background of the Gamalama volcano. The Big Toliro Lake looks beautiful and exotic with its turquoise green water. No one has researched how deep Toliro Lake is, but the local people believe the depth is difficult to reach because it is estimated to connect to the sea. As for the small Tolire Lake, its position is 200 meters away from the big one. The small Tolire Lake is closer to the shoreline. At first glance, it looks like a shrimp or fish pond on the edge of the beach. There are rows of coconut trees and other trees. When visiting the big one, there are many other tourism attractions that can be enjoyed, such as the panoramic beauty of the peak of Mount Gamalama, a number of Portuguese forts, the tomb of Sultan Babullo, and the most famous Sultan of Ternate. In addition, when the afternoon approaches, both Big and Small Toliro Lake will be the perfect place to enjoy the sunset with a beautiful blue ocean background. Listener, don't forget if you visit the eastern part of Indonesia, please stop by North Maluku, where there are many natural attractions that are worth visiting, such as the beaches, mountains, and history. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
Yeah.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berbelanja, which means shopping. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Boleh Kurang, which means can you lower the price? This conversation happens between Kevin and a clerk. Kevin wants to buy a batik shirt. Let's listen to the conversation.
Harga batik ini Rp500.000.
Boleh kurang?
Maaf, tidak bisa. Sudah harga pas.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Harga batik ini, which means the price of this batik. Rp500.000, Rp500.000, which means Rp500.000. Harga pas, which means fixed price. Maaf, tidak bisa, which means sorry, we can't. Sudah harga pas, which means it is a fixed price. Boleh kurang, which means can you lower the price? Rp300.000, which means Rp300.000. Rp500.000, which means Rp500.000. Mau berapa, which means how much do you want? In the conversation, you hear the expression boleh kurang, which means can you lower the price? You can use it when bargaining. You can also mention the amount of money you can spend to buy a product. For example, Rp300.000 saja ya, which means how about Rp300.000? Then you will get a response from the seller whether he can give a lower price or not. Let's listen to the other examples of bargaining. Batik ini harganya Rp500.000. Batik ini harganya Rp500.000, which means this batik cost Rp500.000. Ada, ini Pak, silakan pilih. Ada, ini Pak, silakan pilih. Which means yes, please choose one, sir. Boleh kurang, which means can you lower the price? Boleh, mau berapa, which means, yes, we can, how much do you want? Batik ini harganya Rp500.000. Batik ini harganya Rp500.000, which means, this batik cost Rp500.000. Rp300.000 saja ya, which means, how about Rp300.000? Maaf, sudah harga pas, which means, sorry, it's a fixed price. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Harga batik ini Rp500.000.
Boleh kurang?
Maaf, tidak bisa. Sudah harga pas.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
harib COVID-19 di bakoikum til manazil.
Sisaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wasch je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song created by Koko Tole entitled Nangka Kuning. The song Nangka Kuning contains a message for people to have good behavior and character. It is like buah nangka, or in English means jackfruit, which is yellow and has a fragrant aroma. Not only that, the taste of the fruit is sweet and the shape is attractive. Well listener, here is Dian Mita with the keroncong song entitled Nangka Kuning. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
sangduga seakan tergapai di dalam jangkauan. Jauh tinggi di
of Indonesia.
Di sini tempatku dilahirkan, aku dibesarkan di negeri yang mengagumkan beragam suku bangsa.
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adalah. See you on the next English program.